Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Emperor's new clothes masked great prejudice. As the hermit whipped himself in atonement for the sins of his ancestors, he called to mind the old Spanish folk tales that had become a popular children's story titled The Emperor's New Clothes. Now, in the story, two rogues had come into town proclaiming that they could weave a cloth so marvelous that it was invisible to all except to the sons of unworthy parents. In those days, sons of unworthy parents in Spain meant that they were not true Christian, more likely sons of conversos, sefardos, and moriscos. These were people whose every move was watched by the office of the Inquisition. If it could be proved that they were unworthy, as proclaimed by the standards of the emperor, then their property and their goods could be seized and confiscated. They could even be burned at the stake. Although even the emperor himself could not see the marvelous cloth woven by the merchants who made imaginary cuts into the air and sewed using needles without any thread, he sent his own chamberlain to bring him back report of the progress on the material. "Your grace will please note the complicated pattern and the heavily brocaded embroidery on the cloth," said the merchants to the chamberlain. "The emperor surely will look quite handsome. Why, even the tailoring of the material is in the cut of the English. We call it el corte inglés." The chamberlain returned quickly to the emperor and repeated the words that the rogues had said to him, so as not to forget them. The emperor grew a little anxious as he anticipated just how splendidly he would look. Then he sent his prime minister and then his footmen to bring him back report of the marvelous cloth. Again, when they returned, they sang its praises to high heaven. This all made the emperor even more anxious. Oh, he could hardly wait to try it on. As the day of the emperor's fashion parade arrived, news of the marvelous cloth had spread throughout the kingdom. People came into town from the farthest-reaching corners of the empire. As the emperor stepped shyly out, quite unsure if he were wearing anything at all, he shivered with cold since he was, in fact, sine vestibus in toto. He then strode out into the street, and a young urchin called out, "The emperor has no clothes on!" "'Tis true," murmured the mob, who echoed the truth in unison. "How sad," said the hermit to himself. Because people were afraid to speak out, to speak the truth, many others were disenfranchised and even killed. And now all that remains is a charming children's story that masks much sadness. While he was lost in thought, a young man approached the hermit. "Shalom aleichum," peace be with you, he said. "And also with you," returned the hermit. "How is it that you address me in Hebrew?" he asked. "I am a descendant of Don Luis de Carvajal y de la Cueva." He had been arrested in the northeastern frontier of New Spain, now called Mexico. On orders of the Inquisition, he had been recalled to Spain as a suspected Jewish apostate. He had given orders to a young Indian man named Miguel to guide an expedition into this area and to put 170 people of the expedition in his charge. Later on, it was found out that many in that expedition into the Pecos Valley were also suspected Judaists. The Inquisition wasn't abolished until 1807 here in New Mexico. By that time, many had been killed or deported back to Spain. The hermit gave thanks that he had not arrived in New Mexico any earlier than he had, for he could have also have been burned as a heretic. He took up his staff and headed away from the valley, all the while murmuring under his breath, "Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam." That is, "Blessed are you, Adonai, Lord God of the universe." You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit. Adios.